Welcome to the Doubles Only Tennis Podcast, where you learn the best doubles strategies to improve your game and win more matches. I'm your host, Will Bocek. This podcast, my website, and my weekly newsletter all focus on the goal of better understanding the sport of doubles and helping players like you improve faster through actionable advice that you can use in your very next match. My goal is to provide the best doubles strategy resources in the world. And to do that, I study, analyze, and work with players at every level of the game, all the way up to the ATP and WTA tours. If you enjoy this podcast, I've created double strategy products that go even deeper if you want to take your doubles knowledge to the next level. At the end of this episode, I'll explain more about them, or if you want to learn more now, go to thetennistribe.com/products. Here's today's episode. This is another short conversation from the Charleston Open, and this time I sit down with Layla Fernandez and Taylor Townsend. They had just won their quarterfinal match, and they are coming off of a run to the finals in Miami, and then in Indian Wells, they played well there as well, losing to the Czechs in a tight three-set match. So we talk a little bit about that in this conversation, and to give you some perspective, what's happening is I am requesting a press conference with these players, and I'm the only one that's requesting them. So I'm the only one in the press conference room for a lot of these doubles matches. And because of that, I end up having to record it from my phone, and they are sitting maybe 5 or so feet away from me, and I'm holding the phone. So that's why the audio is a little bit different. I had a few questions about that yesterday. But anyways, I thought this was worth getting out to you. I do ask them what's been working so well. So they've played 3 straight tournaments together, had a lot of success. And Taylor talks about how she had never even really spoken to Layla before, which was kind of funny. They talk about the advantage of having 2 lefties on the court, which teams don't see often. Their plans for the rest of the year, which I was really excited to hear. And then I ask Layla something she has learned from Taylor on the doubles court, and that is something that really we should all be doing on the doubles court. So I'll let you hear that at the end of this conversation as well. So anyways, without further delay, enjoy this really fun but short conversation with Layla Fernandez and Taylor Townsend. Okay, so first, just a couple of quick thoughts on the match. Y'all won 4-3, I believe it was. I didn't get a chance to watch it, but tell me overall what your thoughts were on the match.
I mean, I'm happy with how we played. We came out playing really well, got up to a 4-0 start, and then, you know, the team started playing a little bit better. I think we got a little bit flat. But I'm just happy with the way we recovered. We were down 3-0 in the second set, came back and won 6 games straight. And, you know, that's kind of where we left off in Miami, of just being able to kind of pick up and, you know, not get stuck on where we are in the match or let it continue to roll. We were just able to stop that kind of negative momentum and change it around and then kind of implement our game plan, which was great. And it's our first match on clay, so that's never easy. Especially in doubles, because you're trying to move and you're trying to, you know.
So you all just got here,
Yeah, so it's really difficult. I mean, haven't really had a lot of practice on clay, so, you know, I'm happy that we were able to get the win and ultimately play our style of tennis.
Yeah. I agree with Taylor 100%.
Everything she said.
Everything she said is true. No, I'm super happy the way we played, especially for me after a tough match this morning. I'm happy that I was able to put that aside and have fun on the court with Taylor and just put my best foot forward. So I'm happy about that in my personal side. And then afterwards, we played great on clay court. It's never easy to adjust quickly, especially from hard to clay. So we did well in moving and communicating, which is awesome.
So obviously Indian Wells, y'all lost in 3 sets to the Czechs, who won the tournament and are the best team in the world right now, and then had a great run in Miami making the finals. What do you feel like has clicked so well over the past couple of weeks? Is there anything particular with this partnership as to, like, compared to previous partnerships where, like, oh, we're better at this than, you know, this is working better than usual with a new partner?
Well, I think kind of obvious thing is that we're both lefty. Yeah. So I think that...
I was going to ask about that.
Yeah, like, I think that that plays such a huge part because you don't see that often. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, typically where players would be able to exploit a certain side, like, you can because it's both of our forehands mm-hmm. or both of our strengths. And so I think that that works really well. But for me personally, I've always had the most success with people that I get off, like, along with off court. Mm-hmm. And so, like, Layla and I have spent a lot of time with each other over the last 3 or 4 weeks, yeah. practicing almost every day. Yeah. So we've gotten really acclimated with each other. And it's really cool because before us getting a chance to play with each other, like, honestly never talked to her. So it's really cool because now it's new and it's just getting a chance to kind of learn another player and another person and learning each other both on court and off court. And I think we're having a great time being put in these really tough scenarios and situations and then figuring out a way that we can work together and get through it. None of our matches in Miami were, like, easy.
Right.
Yeah. Like, we played all great teams, like, seed, and, you know, Grand Slam champion. So, I think that really gave us a huge test. And, you know, I think we feel really good about coming into this tournament and going throughout the rest of the season.
Yeah. For me, I think it was communication. We talked a lot about what we like and what we felt in those moments, and that has definitely helped us in the next match. Like against the Czechs, we were so close, the third set breaker, and we were able to talk about a little bit of the things that I need to work on, of what we need to do as a team, and we were able to do that in Miami. So I'm super happy that we got the chance to improve in that standpoint. So yeah.
What are your plans to balance singles versus doubles the rest of the year? I know you're both, you're playing a lot of singles. I know you're playing some singles still as well.
Yeah, I mean, singles are both of our priorities. Yeah.
Sure.
So this is the first time I've ever gone to a tournament and only played doubles, like, ever in my career. And it just so happened to work out just because we went so far in Miami. I was in qualies here.
Yeah.
And so I felt like it was a great opportunity just to use it as a training week. But, you know, for us, as a pair, especially as how well we've done in these last couple of events, we're looking to make year-end championships, and, you know, you have to play as a team, and it's collective, so you kind of have to commit for the season. So we're going to be looking to play pretty much the rest of the season, and the great part about it is that our schedules align with each other. Yeah. So our single schedules align, which allow our double schedules to align as well. So that's our priority and our focus, and doubles is just kind of the icing on the cake to be able to continue to get the competitive match play. Yeah. You know, for me in this situation, not able to play singles, Layla got one match, now, you know, is out. So is now gives us an opportunity to continue to play, continue to get used to the conditions and ultimately keep moving forward as a team.
Okay. Last question for Layla. Yeah. What is something over the last 3-4 weeks on this run that y'all have been on that you've learned from Taylor on the doubles court and that you've changed about your doubles game?
To never doubt, especially at the
never
net.
Never doubt.
Okay. Yeah, never doubt, especially at the net. When she says go or she's going to cross, she always does it 100%. Even if she misses the volley, like, she still goes for it. And that's what I admire a lot about her, that she goes for her shot. She goes for that opportunity. So for me, I learned a lot about that. And like today, there was a couple where it was a little out of reach, but we made that plan and I commit to it 100%. So I was happy that I was able to do that.
Awesome. That's all I've got. Thank you all.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Doubles Only podcast. If you're interested in diving deeper into any topics I discuss, I've created double strategy products that allow me to bring you more podcasts and other doubles content without relying on paid ads. I have ebooks and courses that help you make better strategic decisions during matches and become the smartest player on the court. Go to thetennistribe.com/products to learn more. You can also join my free weekly double strategy newsletter that includes video lessons and more on our homepage. If you want to connect, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, or email me directly, will@thetennistribe.com.